Listen, I know how you feel. Boy, don't you hate it sometimes when people say they know how you feel because maybe they have no idea how you feel. How dare they say they know that? But then, well, what if they do know? Let's talk about sympathy and all that on the Corner of Truth and Life starting now. Welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and we're talking about kind of being in someone else's shoes, or at least saying you are. Now, a show I really liked when it was on, and I love watching it, was Undercover Boss. It's been off the air for a while now, though I may still be available on a streaming service. I'm not sure, but I really loved Undercover Boss because it was just so cool to watch some, you know, rich person have to go into a regular job and kind of see what it's like. And particularly what I really liked is that so often a boss would kind of not only just see what it was like, but they would see what changes needed to be made. And then they would make them. They would say, okay, now I see what you're facing. And because of what you're facing, the frontline worker, the worker that's down kind of on the bottom of the totem pole, the boss would make changes, and the boss would kind of see and understand a lot more. And I don't remember which show it was, but I remember one episode where because of a policy the boss had put in place that the boss had thought would, you know, was going to save the company money and do better, but it had had very bad side effects as far as it had negatively affected the employees. And, of course, the employees don't know they're dealing with the boss, and they're talking about it, and he's like, oh man. And you know, there's a scene where he's talking to the camera and he's in tears because he's like, wow, you know, here I thought I was doing something good, and I've caused hardship for my workers, and they have to, you know, he goes back and, hey, we're gonna scrap that plan. And that was just really, it was really cool to see that. And so I just always enjoyed the show. It was, you know, human interest. I'm a big softy anyway, and half the time I'd end up getting all kind of misty over it because a lot of times at the end the boss would kind of give gifts or help the employees that he or she had worked with and did some special things for afterwards. And it was just kind of a feel good show. But in every case, it was watching the boss kind of really learn what it was like for what we would call a regular person to go through everything. And we tend to like that sort of thing, and we may not always be a big fan of just regular sympathy, but that kind of empathy where you know you kind of learn a little bit by getting into the other person's shoes, that matters more. One of the other things that you see is like when somebody's got cancer and they're going to lose their hair. They do lose their hair because of the chemotherapy, radiation, whatever, and they lose all their hair. And so then their friends all shave their head too in solidarity for that and saying, oh, you know, and it's another nice moment. And because since you lost your hair, hey, we'll go through it with you to a point. And so these are just ways that, you know, somebody might try to know how they feel. But well, there's another whole side of it, so let's consider that today. So, like, thinking about the hair thing, let's just start there as far as digging a little deeper into this. Or even the undercover boss thing. You know, the undercover boss comes and he works, or she works, usually it's like a day in each place, not even sometimes a full day, and they get just a little piece of what life is like for their employees. But then they go home and they go back to their life with their money and their... So they don't get a full, they just get a little piece of it. But they don't, you know, they don't live a year in the person's shoes. It's a day, not even a week. And they oftentimes spend a week on the show, but with any one person, they're usually only with them a day. And with the cancer thing, and I mean no insensitivity to this, but shaving your head, I think is a beautiful act of solidarity. But the other person, they didn't shave their head so much as they lost their hair because they've got cancer. So you've identified with the result, but you don't got cancer. You just have a bald head. So the level of identification is a little smaller. It's, we could even say, superficial. And again, I mean no disrespect for that. I think it's a wonderful gesture when people do that, and I'm glad that people do, and I think it is meaningful. But as far as entering into that person's experience, you're not entering in very far. It's mostly symbolic, and I think it's a powerful symbol, but it is symbolic. Because you are not going through it. And that's really why we may struggle when things really get to the point. When someone says, oh, I know how you feel, and they don't, it can at times no longer be comforting. Because they don't know if they haven't gone through it. And you can appreciate that they're trying to be sympathetic, but they haven't been in that place. As a pastor, I've had to comfort people who are going through things I haven't had to go through. And so I know it hurts, but I don't know what that hurt feels like because I haven't gone through it. Now, there are times that I've had people go through things that I have gone through, and then I can taste it a little bit. I can say, yeah, I know how I felt. I try not to say I know how you feel, because everyone has kind of their own experience, but I can at least say I have walked this same path, and I know how it affected me. And that oftentimes is helpful for the other person. I just had one of my friends just lost his dad to cancer. And his dad would have lived longer had it not been for the cancer. Well, 8 years ago, I lost my dad to cancer. And he probably would have lived longer if it hadn't been for cancer cutting things short. And so we talked about that. And watching a father decline and go away because of this disease that takes him from you. You know, we could connect because I'd been there. I'd sat by my father's bedside and waited for him to go. And so I could meet my friend in that spot and say, yeah, I've been here. And again, it doesn't mean that I felt what he's feeling, but it's close. And I hope that was a comfort to him. But until someone has walked that path, it's hard to receive quite as much sympathy. And again, not that you're not appreciative of their love and their efforts. So now imagine, let's just run this a little bit further. If the person didn't just happen to go through the same thing you did, but chose to so they could sympathize. You know, somebody's fighting cancer, so their best friend also gets cancer on purpose, which obviously you can't do that, but you know, just so I'm gonna go through this with you. Well, that's crazy. I mean, we just don't do that sort of thing. But imagine that happening. I mean, that would be significant for a person to choose to go through the same hardship. And that is what the Bible says about Jesus. And some of us haven't ever thought through that or read the Bible enough to know that that's what the Bible says, but the Bible says it in very, very clear terms, particularly in the book of Hebrews. It says that Jesus, who operates like our high priest, he mediates between us and God the Father, says we don't have a high priest who can't sympathize, because he went through everything the same as we do. He was tempted in all the ways that we're tempted. It says in Philippians that he became a man, and not just any man, but a servant, and an obedient servant who submitted himself to the point of death. In fact, when I look at the life of Jesus, I see a guy who actually had a much worse life than me. He was homeless for much of his life. He was abandoned by his friends at his greatest hour of need. He got angry, got hungry, got tired, he got stressed out. And then he was arrested on false charges, put through a sham trial, put on death row, and executed by torture. Unjustly. Well, that's worse than anything I've ever gone through. And he didn't have to do that. He could have just stayed in heaven and minded his own business and left me alone. But instead, he came and he experienced childhood. He was born as a baby and cried and pooped and had to learn potty training and how to walk. He grew up with parents and had to obey them even though he was God. Everything that I could go through, he went through. He had a friend die, and he resurrected him. There's a lot of evidence that his dad died, because by the time we're partway through Jesus' story, there's no sign of Joseph. And so it's likely that Joseph had passed away. And he didn't resurrect him. He was betrayed by a friend. Jesus doesn't just come and save us. Sometimes people talk about, you know, praise Jesus, he came to save us. He also came to connect with us, to identify with us, to enter into our existence and our experience, and not just the good parts. But he went through the bad parts. In fact, he went through bad parts worse than what many of us will ever have to go through, I hope. So he could sympathize. And then, the thing it says in Hebrews is, then, therefore, we can approach him with confidence. We don't have to be afraid of coming to him, because he gets it. And he gets the struggle. And he gets the pain. And he knows how it can hurt. That's an amazing choice for God to make, to come down and... He kind of did the undercover boss thing. And he became human and lived among us, so that we could know him and he would know us. And he would know what it means for us to suffer, because he suffered with us. That's some pretty serious sympathy and love.
Thank you for listening to The Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.